This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Taking a moment there during the break to try to work the voice over a little bit. So trying to stay in the game, shouting. Just stay in the game, yeah. Anyway. First things first that you got to remember about the leftists. Leftists have horrible reasons for gun control. Bad reasons for gun control. Now, you could specifically state that one thing about being in talk radio means that if somebody does call in and give me some static, I'm going to go with them hard. So in a lot of ways, I argue for a living. And, you know, with the people that I do get in these arguments with, they may be hacks or liars or agenda-driven fanatics. Despite all of that, it is blinding how much constitutional illiteracy, technical ignorance, and flabby, fat, lazy reasoning and outright lies when you deal with people who think the Second Amendment right is up for debate. Our rights are not now and have never been up for debate. Now, as a courtesy, because talking is the way free people should endeavor to solve problems, we should debate them anyway. Rational discussion beats the alternative. You know, a lot of us have seen the alternative overseas. Even if the other side prefers emotional blackmail using articulate infants to bum rush their anti-civil rights policies. So I have for you today seven. It could have actually been 50, but you know, it's an 8-minute segment. Seven of the most annoying and dishonest arguments you will hear and how you can fight them. Number one, you don't actually have the right to own guns because you aren't in a militia. Nope. That's wrong right off the line because Heller versus D.C. holds as a matter of settled law that individuals have the right to keep and bear arms regardless of their militia status. Just like Roe versus Wade is settled law, y'all. Second Amendment provides a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Scalia, who wrote the majority in Heller, dismissed the argument that this right somehow, despite the clear text, belongs to the militias and not individuals. And your opponent may not like that, but that's what Heller says, and that's what the Constitution says. And, you know, we've seen examples of the militia in modern times. You know? During the Korean store owners that mobilized in Los Angeles and the riots in 1992, they became effectively a militia. They had a common goal. They worked in a common area. And I have been places where, you know, these kind of things have happened, so don't tell me chaos can't happen. It's happened here. It happens all over the place. Number two, but wait, it says well-regulated militia. Doesn't that mean the National Guard? No. Guard soldiers and airmen are part of the militia, but the Guard is a component of the United States Army or Air Force. If you're in the National Guard, your uniform's service tape will read U.S. Army. And that means that if you ever federalize, that's where you would go. Whatever rank you have in that, you have a Guard or Reserve rank. Guard members are part of the standing military. The interpretation the left asserts would render the Second Amendment meaningless, which is what they want, but that's not how you interpret a legal text. And aren't citizens with guns not well regulated? No, Congress regulates the militia. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 16 of the Constitution provides that the Congress shall have the power to provide for organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia. And Congress has decided that well-regulated, that's what well-regulated means. And it means the current level of regulation, since that's what Congress has imposed. It could enact further regulation if it wished, but Congress feels like decreeing that if they wish that every member of the militia must be armed with an AR-15, they can't. Hint, hint. And no, the amendment limits the ability of Congress to disarm the people, so it can't well regulate the right out of existence. Number three, Scalia still says guns can be regulated so we can ban modern weapons. No, he does not. They like to cite the language. They like to take certain, sentences and clusters of words and throw them out there. What he said was you cannot ban guns in common use. At the time, everybody was thinking handguns. You know, when you got tens of millions of AR-15s out there, that's sort of common. Number four, we just want common sense gun regulation since there aren't any now. Well, then you've never filled out a Form 4473, have you? You know all those lies about how it's easier to buy a gun than it is a Pepsi? They do not exactly inspire us to believe that the gun ban is pleas for common sense reforms or anything, but their first steps going towards confiscation. Lying demonstrates a lack of good faith. Nor does the fact that none of these common sense gun regulations addresses the problems they cite. Ask your gun banner pals which reforms they want that would have stopped any of the recent killing sprees by people who are not conservative, observant, Christian, or Jewish NRA members. Background checks are always the go-to. Those are already a thing, and the scumbags all pass, except for the one scumbag whose check the FBI screwed up. So instead of hassling citizens who have committed no crime, maybe you should demand law enforcement agencies start doing them. Number five, this is where we go ad hominem. You have blood on your hands. Well, if you're a member of the press, you know that you have the blood on your hands. And I like it when they go this way. Last week I had David that called in on Friday, and he was asking me how did I take any responsibility? How would I do that? David probably owns a car. Is he responsible for every drunk driver out there? No, he is not. He's only responsible for what he does. I'm only responsible for what I do. If he backs abortion, is he responsible for every one of them done? No, not really. No, he isn't. So, that's right. In the chat room, well-regulated at the time meant well-supplied. Weapons, which I would think were commonly used in the military and ammo and other supplies, trained the same way, outfitted the same way. Number six, no one wants to take your guns. That's a classic lie. That's exactly what they want to do. How do we know? They tell us what they think when we're not looking and with more frequency when we are. And it's fun that they say they don't want to take your guns. Then they say you have to give up your AR-15s. If your opponent is getting wistful about Australia's gun confiscation, he wants to take your guns. So let's get serious. They all want to take your guns. Why? First, it takes power from the citizenry, and they love that on the left. Second, gun rights are important to normal Americans because the fact we maintain arms means we're not subjects. We are citizens with the power to defend our freedom. And they hate that we have that dignity. Taking our guns would humiliate us. It would show us who's the boss. Ask them how that's working out in Chicago. Number seven, the Second Amendment is obsolete, and this stuff about defending against tyranny is crazy. Sure, tell them that in Afghanistan or Vietnam or, name anywhere where there has been a insurgency out there and, Iraq. Can people with guns make a difference against a standing military? You bet your bottom dollar they can. They can make a big difference. Ask the Russians in Afghanistan. Ask us in Afghanistan. A decentralized insurgency with small arms can confront a modern police / military force. And in America's case, the police and military rank and file are much more likely to sympathize with us and freedom than with some hypothetical tyrant, making a horrifying scenario highly unlikely, but not utterly impossible. But the bottom line here recently, two untrained idiots with handguns shut down Boston. What do you think 100 million Americans, many trained in some battle tested, could do with their rifles? That's their fear. That's their reason for wanting to disarm us, because they have taken into consideration what we could do if we have to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
1 out of 4 people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, I just gave you seven bad things. The seven bad things about the gun control proposals. Let's talk about seven steps to eliminate school shootings overnight. Right now, there's a lot of opportunism going on right now. There's a lot of children kids being put out, you know, they're being shoved out front saying, say, or, you know, go ahead and do this and go ahead and do that. And here's your talking points and go out there and be just like you were on TV. So now we need to begin the genuine discussion about how to stop the next school shooting. And it's important that we do this, even though gun deaths are by no means the most dangerous form of death in America today. In 2017, with 600 million plus guns in the hands of Americans, there were 15,549 gun deaths. And this ranks less than half the number of automobile deaths, even though there are fewer cars in existence than guns. In 2017, there were 253 million cars in existence and 41,000 auto deaths. So right now the rhetoric is so loud and the anger so tightly wound that the way forward needs to begin. Genuinely good people on both sides of this issue disagree. Pro-gun people believe that owning a gun is one step of many in helping to keep their family safe and their government from becoming too tyrannical. Anti-gun people believe that the mere existence of a gun is a danger to all. But I'm going to be real. I'm going to go way out there on the fence, and I'm going to say that both believe that in safety in general. So, you know, let's look at this issue from the perspective of what could be done that would be tangible but is acceptable to both sides of the discussion. Seven simple steps that can and should be implemented overnight across the country, and in similar fashion, school shootings would be eliminated, or so we say. The list is not exhaustive, but a starting point where good-willed people could come together to make significant differences now. And I want to know what you think about this. Number one, metal detectors in every school. That maintains common sense, such common sense it's impossible to believe that it doesn't already happen. This is a bigger failure in the era of post-Columbine than the popularity of the AR-15. How do the largest schools in our nation, Stoneman Douglas is one of the largest at over 3,000 students, not have access points controlled through a metal detector daily? Our courts, the government, buildings, airports, sports stadiums, conventions, plenty of other public gatherings demand them. Here in Greenville, South Carolina, you got to go through that in the library. Number two, enforce everything. Those calling for more laws to be added to the already overly tufted books of law regarding firearms may not realize just how many laws already exist. If we simply enforce the existing laws, that would cut down on uncounted numbers of people owning guns, possessing guns, and utilizing guns. That is particularly true in the area of those with mental health issues. Begin doing what laws already state must be done and do so like our children's lives depend on it. Perform active shooter drills. In many school districts in the nation, earthquake drills are performed. No children have died in earthquakes in an American school in years, but the drills keep going on. Sequester and hide, and then get your cell phone out and begin Facebook Living it. Should be replaced with barricade, attack, and survive. Young people should be aware of how quickly they can move a teacher's desk and their own to protect against a shooter. They should be practiced and drilled at minimum in comparison to earthquake drills. Number four, reinforce doors, windows, buses, and locks. A door, you don't have to do anything to the door. You just have to reinforce the door frame. Yeah. Those things left to themselves, you know, were installed and still did not stop the shooter at Sandy Hook. They were able to stop some of the carnage, and at Stoneman Douglas High School, the shooter attempted to shoot through the reinforced glass of the classrooms in an attempt to shoot victims outside the building. But the technology of the glass defeated that. That piece of hardened, thickened glass saved a whole bunch of lives. Retired military and law enforcement, bring them in. The number of qualified public safety professionals that live in our communities is surprising. These people have already received certification and weapons training. Many of them they already own, possess, and carry firearms. Having them operate the access points at all schools, check every backpack and bag carried onto the premises, engage every threat, be it a firearm, a pocket knife, or any other form of contraband, that would not only ensure a safer school campus, but make a more rule-following, law-abiding one. drugs and porn and other forms of disruptive materials would be filtered out of the school campus environment on the threat of being discovered every day by the school security professional. Arm every appropriate person, giving teachers and coaches and administrators, only the ones who wish to, the right to protect themselves on campus is a backstop to all other methods. But it is a genuine deterrent. If only 5 to 10% of the staff were also armed, certified, and trained, there would be no threat that first got through the detectors, security professionals, and the hallways that would still be allowed to complete, and utter access to the student body. Instead of a coach taking rounds, giving up his life to protect his students, numbers of teachers and coaches would be ready to confront any threat that made it to their area of the campus. Finally, number 7, publicize the consequence. The mere knowledge of this list of obstacles to any attacker may not completely dissuade them, but it has in the past, as we've seen. And since it was readily apparent that this list of steps would have actually saved some, if not all, of lives in Florida this week, one thing can be easily understood. Any individual who decides to try something under these guidelines runs a much larger threat of being caught, captured, or killed if he tries it. Talk about that. Talk about it openly. Do the drills. Teach the kids to fight for their own survival. Tell the predators in advance that if they choose to attack a school, it is open season on them. And before they ever have the chance to enter the facility, the daunting challenge they will face will likely be a price too steep for them to be willing to pay. Israel has done this, and the nation has seen almost zero school attacks since adopting them, and they are sharing space with Palestinians that want to kill each and every one of them. None of those steps, by the way, would infringe upon law-abiding people's Second Amendment rights. All of those steps attempt to stop and engage mentally ill or deliberately belligerent attackers. That list would have immediate impact on every school that adopts them. If you're out there preaching the gospel of common sense, try to deny any of that one. And I'll tell you right now, our children are worth the investment. They're worth the investment, and we should just go ahead and go with it. I'll volunteer somewhere. I'll be there at the door checking for contraband. Happily. And I'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Let's look at this preliminary report coming out of Las Vegas. This is a unique response to the public clamoring for facts after the shooting. When I was in Vegas, they were all talking, all the cab drivers and the Uber drivers, they were all speaking about how everybody in Las Vegas is very dissatisfied with what's happening with this. And so they have released some partial stuff. And it's basically a detailed inventory of a few things. So, the Mandalay Bay suite that he occupied consisted of rooms 32-135 and 32-134. Time references to the numerous times that he took luggage to the suite makes it clear that there was no difficulty in the shooter bringing the 23 AR-15 and AR-10 clones, one bolt-action 308 rifle with scope, and one revolver to the suite without fear of detection. One of my sponsors was, most of my sponsors were there, but one of my sponsors was there, and he went and he played blackjack, and he won. You know, he won like $10,000 in about 30 minutes. And at that point, if he had wanted to start getting comped, they probably would have given his room and everything else. And Stephen Paddock, he was one of these guys that everybody knew in Vegas. So they would give him his room to stay in, because he would be down there in those casinos. Now, on September 25th, he brought five suitcases with him to Mandalay Bay. He rolled one in the bellman, took four bags on a luggage cart. On 26th September, he brought six suitcases and one rolling suitcase to the Mandalay Bay. The six suitcases were brought up by a luggage cart with a bellman. The rolling suitcase was brought by the shooter. The movement of luggage was with a different bellman than on 25 September. Also on the 26th, he was seen in the valet area of Mandalay Bay with two rolling suitcases. He left Mandalay Bay with the two suitcases and then returned on 28th September with two rolling suitcases. On September 30th, he brought more suitcases to his room, which was now the suite of 32-135 and 32-134. On October the 1st, he brought two more rolling suitcases and a bag to Mandalay Bay. So in total, over a week, and in at least four different events, the shooter, using rolling suitcases, luggage carts, and bellmen, moved 17 pieces of luggage into Mandalay Bay. Now, none of this was even remotely a cause for alarm with some of these guys. They refer to these guys as the whales. If you spend any time in a hotel, you know that the movement of five or six or seven large suitcases into a room and a suite is a common occurrence if you do a lot of traveling. All of the rifles found in the suite could easily be disassembled into components that can fit into a large suitcase. Some of the suitcases may have been used more than once. All of the rifles and the revolver were identified by manufacturer and serial number in the report, so he didn't alter them in any way. There were 13 AR-15 clones, each one of them with a 100-round magazine and a bump stock. So he would change rifles. He would run it till it ran dry, and then he'd drop it and pick up another one. One AR-15 type rifle had a 40-round magazine. One AR-15 type rifle did not have a magazine in it. That shows 15 AR-15 type rifles in the suite. There were six AR-10 clones with 25-round magazines and two AR-10 clones without magazines in the rifles. And there was a Ruger-scoped bolt-action rifle chambered in .308. One Smith & Wesson Model 342 Airlight TI-38 revolver was found with four live rounds and one fired cartridge case in the cylinder, which was probably one that he killed himself with. He had purchased 29 firearms from 1982 to September 2016. Of the firearms found in Mandalay Bay, only the revolver had been purchased before September 2016. At least 10 suitcases were found in the suite during the investigation. 1,050 5.56 brass casings found in the suite. Eight 308 cases were listed as being found. At least 14 loaded magazines were found in the suite with 5,280 rounds of live ammunition. Loaded magazines included steel 100-round AR-15 magazines, polymer 40-round, polymer 25-round AR-10s. Empty magazines were also found, but they were not numbered by type in this particular report. There have been 1,965 leads investigated, including 21,560 hours of video and 251,099 images obtained. And they found 529 sightings of the shooter. While it has been reported that the door of the suite had 100 bullet holes in it, in fact, there were only about 35 shots fired through the door, resulting in about 200 bullet strikes as the projectiles went through the door and struck additional walls and doors inside. Security officer Campos was struck in the left calf by a bullet fragment, which he initially thought was a BB or a pellet gun. On page 47 of the report, it was reported that several hundred images of child pornography were found on a Dell laptop in the Mandalay Bay suite. They're investigating those images, and the same laptop held evidence of numerous searches about outdoor venues and other information that would be relevant to planning the mass murder that took place. Remember those fuel tanks I told you about that were near the airport where I flew out of Las Vegas? He fired eight rounds at the fuel tanks at the airport. Google Earth shows the range to the tanks to be about 675 yards. They did not ignite any fuel. The pictures in the report look as though the bullets did not penetrate the tank. That's only a small portion of the information right now that's out there. The rest of it is currently restricted. Looking at that and realizing that, this guy, I guess he was going to blow up these fuel tanks. Now, the fuel tanks, there were a bunch of them, and they were all clustered on one end of the airport. And that leads me to believe that he was going to try to start a really big event. But he carried a lot of stuff in there. a lot of stuff. And that's the part I don't understand. I don't get why he carried so many pieces of equipment up there. It doesn't take that many pieces of equipment. It doesn't tell, for example, how many times he fired the AR-10s. And he only fired the bolt-action rifle apparently 8 times, trying to set off these fuel tanks. So, we don't know. And we'll see as more things come out. They have been watching video. They have cited him in various places. For some reason, bringing 17 individual suitcases to this room, nobody sat back and said, "This seems a little odd for Steven. Normally he just comes with a carry-on." I mean, I saw lots of people in Las Vegas that where I stayed that were, it looked like they had enough baggage to stay there for, you know, a couple of months. So, you never can tell with this stuff. And in that is truly an international town. The Asians love it. I mean, they were having a big time there. And they showed up with a whole... Everybody shows up with a bunch of luggage. I showed up with a backpack and a carry-on. And that was more than I wanted to carry. So, there's more to come on this, without a doubt. But in the meantime... Dude was a newbie, and at the same time, he was very well thought out. I don't get this combination of elements and attributes in play here. Hopefully, we'll find out more about it as time goes on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, back in 2016, back in May of 2016, I was telling everybody that was going to listen to me that Trump was going to win. And everybody thought I was an idiot. And then Trump won. And then I look like Nostradamus. And that part, I took no great pleasure in that. I mean, I just looked at what was happening. I looked at trends happening out there. Nobody was coming to see her. She wasn't going places where everybody else goes. She was a horrible campaigner. Obama was a campaign master. Her husband, Bill Clinton, a campaign master. She was as arrogant as they come. Plus, she kept passing out everywhere she went. She looked like she'd been MK Ultra'd a couple of times when the balloons came out of the ceiling, or when the girl stuck her mobile phone in her face. So, the optic of Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail was painful. But I got another prediction for you. In the last 4 days, the Democrats have forfeited their shot at winning the House and the Senate in 2018. They have made such a grave political miscalculation that only quick action by Republicans can save them from defeat. The Republicans are going to have to get out there and hand it over to them. Let me take you back to 1994. That's when Clinton gleefully signed a ban on semi-automatic firearms. I'd been out of the Army for 4 years at the time. I was an idealistic 34 years old. And I can tell you that the reaction of the Second Amendment community was so intense on this issue alone, the Democrats lost 52 seats in the House and forfeited their firm control of that body for the first time in a generation. Republicans already had control of the Senate, which they continued to hold. In 1994, semi-automatic rifles were far less common than they are now. New York and California have generously demonstrated to the rest of America that it is not paranoia to assume that teams of police will come to your home to confiscate your newly outlawed guns. Most Americans out there today understand that this is escalating. This incidence of mass shootings is characterized by one motive, the desire of the shooters, particularly the estranged young man, to seize their 15 minutes of fame, which the leftist media is more than willing to give them. The Newtown shooter, Adam Lanza, had an actual wall of press clippings displaying the media attention given to previous shooters. And for those of you out there that say, Bill, why do you mention their names? Well, because they're the ones that did it. This is not me giving them any credit. This is not me giving them any publicity. The guns that they used did not do it alone, though. They had the help of these humans. So the humans get the credit for their aberration against humanity. Now, faced with pleas to refrain from plastering the names and faces of killers on their 24-hour-a-day wall-to-wall coverage, many conservative radio stations have complied with, not naming people. But leftist national outlets have pointedly refused, citing journalistic standards. So the copycats go on. And the charitable explanation is that outlets view their First Amendment obligation as trumping their moral obligation to minimize carnage through voluntary action. So they're basically saying, well, it's our constitutional duty, fiduciary duty, to make sure the people know. And these dead children, the uncharitable explanation is that these dead children are collateral damage in their higher calling of enacting gun control. But faced with the fact that this strategy is failing, anti-gun advocates are now faced with a problem that none of their previous panaceas have could have prevented Parkland. Universal background checks and enhanced NICS submissions, which were posited after Newtown and Sutherland Springs, respectively, would almost certainly not have prevented Mr. Cruz from legally obtaining a gun. A bump stock ban, so popular after Las Vegas, is completely irrelevant in this case. So what does the left do? Where do they go? Well, they've forgotten the lesson of 1994 that they learned so painfully and informed gun owners that they intend to outlaw and seize their guns. Brett Stevens, writing Saturday for the New York Times, went so far as to call for the repeal of the Second Amendment. Brett, at this particular point, I would welcome a constitutional convention because you can't imagine how many things are going to get outlawed by that if we get 38 states together. And, brother, you would lose that one in flames. Stevens offered this suggestion in the guise of a moderate who is sympathetic to private gun ownership by some people. So if the Second Amendment community is fat and happy on Tuesday, they are not compliant anymore or complacent. And all night after the shooting, Americans logged into Gun Owners of America, for example, to do donations there. Money they will use to once again make sure that not one word of gun control law is signed into law. They understand that while Joe Donnelly, Joe Manchin, Heidi Heitkamp, John Tester, Claire McCaskill, Angus King, Sherrod Brown, Tammy Baldwin, Bill Nelson, and Bob Casey have given lip service to the Second Amendment, they would elect a Schumer-Pelosi leadership team that would make a ban on guns in 20 million American households their key objective. And given this reality, there's only one thing that could stand in the way of the Democrats' demise, and that is the Republicans. Now, the GOP is reportedly holding a secret meeting on about how to become the party that finally delivers gun control after Obama's 8-year failure to do so. Cornyn's Fix NICS bill would shovel millions of new Americans into the FBI's gun ban list. Some people say that. And make no mistake about it, Bonnie and Clyde are already on that list. The new names would consist of more veterans with PTSD, more vacation traffic ticket scofflaws, more idiosyncratic people whose names are turned in pursuant to California's ex parte star chamber gun ban process. So absent a Republican rescue, Democrats will ironically suffer from the problem with having a virtual monopoly on all national media, including outlets of gun-hating Rupert Murdoch, and that is your echo chamber, ultimately dulls your grasp on reality. I do agree with the Democrats on one thing. Their lionization of killers will continue the succession of one horrific copycat shooting after another. On the other side of this, and this is me being my most cynical I am capable of being, the movement from Parkland to propaganda is being given a lot of lasting power by the media. And they're trying to, you know, have anti-Second Amendment protests, ostensibly due to the organic student activism. Soros wouldn't have to fund it if it was organic yet. But yet the post-shooting leftist anti-gun appeals and young students willing to facilitate them are nothing new. Which is what is new is that Democrats just recently suffered the devastating political 1-2 punch. They were licking their chops at the idea of a midterm sweep, and since then, two momentous things have happened. The Trump-Russia collusion narrative and the Democrats' generic congressional poll numbers both collapsed. So to write this, they need a new issue, and they need it fast, and they may think they've got it in gun control. So they'll parade these children around and make them go sit here and do this and talk about that and get on TV talking about this and debate this person and yell them down, and here's your cards with your talking points and take off. Children, you're not going to ban anything. You don't run the world yet. So we look at what happened to you and we gasp in horror. And at the same time, we look at the adults that were supposed to take care of you and we gasp in anger. Because, you know, not only was nothing done to prevent this from happening, when it started, the one cop that could have done something about it stayed outside. So it will go. And we'll see what we get out of this. We're going to be back in 21 hours in between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It is always going to be about total control. One thing I'm going to warn you of, in the coming days, I've got a veritable who's who of new people coming on board with this show. This is going to be good. This has been Lock and Load.
Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.